on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So top three stories here. Inflation fell to 4.6% as far as the producer price index goes. That means it dropped about 0.1%. The consumer price index jumped up 0.4%, but the producer price index dropped 0.1%. So that's might be good news for slowing down of the inflation. Miles Guo has been arrested and charged with orchestrating a $1 billion U.S. Ponzi scheme. I don't know this guy, but apparently he's associated with Steve Bannon, who worked in the Trump administration. And of course, he went to jail for a little bit, too. So just another corrupt dude. Ron DeSantis says that U.S. support for the Ukraine war is not a vital national interest. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So Alabama had numerous laws banning panhandling. And back in 2020, a group sued over this, basically over these laws, and a federal judge last week ruled that any bans on panhandling is actually a ban on free speech and therefore unconstitutional. So that was kind of interesting because we know that the state of Florida, like in Florida, we don't really have bans on panhandling, but we do have bans on people giving panhandlers money. So it's kind of like a workaround with it. Apparently, Alabama lawmakers already kind of had a clue, they had a hint that this was going to happen. So they've already been starting to work on a workaround, which will probably be like Florida's, where it's like, okay, fine, you can panhandle, but nobody can give you money or food. So I don't know. That's been a controversial thing for a while. We've talked about that many times in the past. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. We still have some major slowdowns on 98 right now. This is going to be in both directions, both east and westbound, right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. We had an accident. It has cleared up a good bit around the accident, but we're still seeing the delays from Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre near Whispering Pines Boulevard is where it starts to clear up due to this accident that caused some major slowdowns. We do have an accident on I-10. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound right near Avalon Boulevard. Happened just a little while ago, causing some slight delays getting onto Avalon Boulevard eastbound. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, our mayor can pass the law to ticket people giving money to panhandling. Don't you think it's a good idea? Yeah, well, it's already been passed. They already have it here where they give tickets to people who give money to panhandlers. I am mixed on it. I understand one aspect where they say don't give money to the panhandlers because you're having to have a panhandler get used to getting out into the street, and that could put them in a dangerous situation of getting hit by a car and things like that. And then the other aspect of it is, well, it's not that we're trying to dissuade charitable giving. It's just that there's other ways for those panhandlers to be able to get help that they need. And so I understand it both ways. It's just hard to tell somebody with a charitable heart who really wants to do good and help somebody that you can't do it. It's illegal. And so, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's currently already against the law. In fact, our mayor, the previous mayor, Grover Robinson, got in trouble, if you remember. It was like national news because he said in a press conference, just a reminder, it's against the law to give panhandlers money. And it kind of went viral when he said that. And it turns out it's actually a statewide thing that you're not supposed to give money to panhandlers. So it's just nobody really enforces that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, got another Florida legislative update for you. A few bills that were being discussed in the legislative session today to let you know about. And then also coming up in about 20 minutes, we've got, after our sports hit, we've got an update on artificial intelligence. Very interesting update that comes out from there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. It's life in prison for a Pensacola man convicted of a home invasion that ended with him kidnapping a woman, raping her, then stealing her car and debit card. 42-year-old Billy Ray Smith Jr. was sentenced last week to life in a state prison. The home invasion happened in August of 21. A Pensacola man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly assaulting several officers during the January 6th Capitol riots. 27-year-old Tristan Stevens will spend 60 months in federal prison. The DOJ says Stevens broke through a police line and attempted to break into the Capitol building by directing other rioters to push against a police line guarding the door. In addition to time in prison, he was given a $500 fine and 2 years of supervised release. And finally, there's another millionaire in our area. A retired Air Force engineer has hit it big on a lucky scratch-off ticket. 67-year-old Kareem Akel won the top prize in Florida Lottery's 500 times the cash scratch-off game. He bought his ticket at Publix in Navarre and elected to take his winnings as a one-time lump sum payment of $820,000.
Man, just crazy that we're getting all these. That's David Wayne, who now is doing the mornings. He always said that's his retirement plan. Don't get a lottery ticket. That's his retirement plan. Not saving money. Not even worried about Social Security. Just the lottery.
Just the lottery.
It's gonna hit. So it's just crazy to see how these, how many of these in our area hit. And I've never heard of anybody actually not taking the lump sum payment.
Right.
Like they all take the lump sum payment. And I don't even know if I would. In the past, I used to think, yeah, I would. But then I'm right. like, you know, it's so much money coming in every month. I don't know if I would take the lump sum. You get more if you don't take the lump sum payment.
Right.
Like overall, the net is more. So I was like, I'll just give me the monthly. It's more than enough to live off of.
Right.
And so it's, you know, so you'll still have plenty of money left over to invest every single month.
Oh, yeah.
Just have an investment plan and I just do it that way probably. So, but you always hear them, every single one of them, take the lump sum, lump sum,
lump sum. I mean, I would love to have that option. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Present me with the option, sir.
Yeah, exactly. That's a tough choice. That's a tough choice for sure. Yeah. That's one of those good, better, best choices right there. It's not a good, good or bad. It's a good, better, best choice. All right. And you said you are not a lottery player, right?
No, no.
Yeah. Me neither.
Not making the donation to the Florida educational system. I make enough donations as is.
That's right. I do like that thinking though.
Right.
Is Well, I'm not gambling.
It's for
giving
the kids.
A donation to the education fund.
It's for the kids.
And,
I mean,
yeah, it's for the kids. For
that's
the children.
Right.
That's right. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable is the update for AI that Skynet is taking over. Actually, it's a little bit of a step closer to that. Yes. I mean, this Skynet is taking over yet, but it's a step in that direction. Hey, register today for the Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K. It's going to be on Saturday, April 1st in downtown Pensacola. The race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. Get more details at NavyFederal.org/5K. And then also just a reminder, this weekend is Kites on the Coast. This is going to be on, it's going to be over at Casino Beach on Friday from 4 to 10, and then Saturday from 10 to 4. And so you're going to have kite flying, activities, local vendors, food trucks, show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite and Sky FX. And, of course, the proceeds from this go to the Council on Aging for them to be able to help support seniors in their programs. Let's get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Our slowdowns on 98 are clearing up. There's a small patch of traffic right at the scene of the accident. Again, that is on Highway 98, Navarre Parkway, right at the Navarre Beach Causeway. So expect some slowdowns westbound right there. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, and let's see here. So coming up here shortly, right after this break, we've got a Florida legislative update. Let you know about a few bills that are coming up in the legislative session. That's coming up next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're in the middle of the Florida legislative session. Here's a few bills to let you know about. One of them would take the Parental Rights in Action Bill. This is the one that was dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill last year. So this is the Parental Rights in Action Bill that prevents teachers and schools from discussing gender or sexual identity or gender identity and sexual orientation and stuff for kids all the way through third grade. Great. And it was actually kindergarten through third. So there's a new bill now that will expand this to drop to cover preschool, so you can't discuss this with preschoolers, but all the way up to eighth grade now, which is already getting some pushback because some schools already require sex education before eighth grade. And so they're saying, so now we can't talk about sexual orientation and gender and blah, blah, blah. Well, one teacher weighed in on this when we were talking about this before. She said, if it's not dealing with science, they shouldn't be discussing it. Like, oh, I kind of like that perspective of it. You know, and even when you're talking about the gender thing, it's still science. I mean, that was the thing. Remember the last Supreme Court justice when she was asked about, you know, one of the big issues going on in the society at the time was womanhood and gender. And a senator asked her, what is a woman? She said, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. And it's like, okay, so it's science. This is what you said. Even the Supreme Court justice verified that it's science. TikTok in the crosshairs. Legislators have a bill that's passing through committee that is going to ban TikTok on government devices. And then finally, the left lane is for the passing lane only. That bill is is moving through committee as well. And I kind of like that bill. I'm just afraid it's going to bite me in the butt at some point. If you're casually just driving in the left lane, you can get a ticket. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
chips a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be."
We're just talking about the Florida legislature trying to pass a bill that would basically say the left lane is for passing only. This is for lanes that have at least 65 miles an hour and obviously more than one lane and driving in the same direction. Got a text here says, "I have to drive in the left lane if I'm turning left at an upcoming intersection, especially if there's a lot of traffic." So once again, over 65 miles an hour is the road, and they do have exceptions for if a turn is coming up or if there's an accident, or obviously a police officer is pulled somebody over. So there's other exceptions too, but it's just trying to make it to where you're not just cruising in the left lane, blocking traffic, which does happen. And so that's what's going on right there. Got an update here for you on new artificial intelligence that has just come out, GPT-4. And so we'll cover that here in just a bit as well. It's pretty astounding, the developments that have been happening with it. All right, top three stories here for you, and then we'll get to your sports hit. Inflation fell 0.1% in February as far as the producer price index. The consumer price index still jumped up. Miles Guo has been arrested, charged with orchestrating a $1 billion U.S. Ponzi scheme. He's an associate, a former associate of Steve Bannon. And Ron DeSantis says that U.S. support for Ukraine war is not a vital national interest. That kind of spurns some debate right there. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is going to be underway here in a minute now on ESPN with the 76ers taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. When that game's done, ESPN will have the Golden State Warriors against the Clippers. In the meantime, NHL hockey is going to be on TNT, or it already is on TNT. The Colorado Avalanche are tied with the Toronto Maple Leafs at one apiece. And when that game's over, Minnesota will play St. Louis. In the meantime, Buffalo Sabres are leading Washington 2-1. Then NCAA men's basketball. No, let me hit the Major League Baseball preseason first. Phillies beat the Yankees, Cardinals beat the Mets, and the Giants and Diamondbacks game has been postponed. All right, and now we've got the play-in games for the NCAA tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson is beating Texas Southern at halftime, 45-29, and that game is on True TV. When that game's over, the other play-in game will be Nevada against Arizona State. That'll be right around 8:10 tonight. Then the NIT is going on right now as well. Clemson is beating Morehouse 34-24. Then who is the other one? Oh yeah, Oklahoma State. No, Youngstown State is beating Oklahoma State 34-28, and that game is on ESPN Plus. ESPN2 has the University of Central Florida beating Florida Gators by 11 points with 45 seconds left in the first half. That's on ESPN2. When that game's over, ESPN2 will have Virginia Tech against Cincinnati, and then California Irvine playing Oregon. And those will be all the NIT first round games right there. Then I'll get you your let's see, just want to make sure there wasn't anything else. Yeah, that's it for the games going on right now. All right, I'll get you your traffic news right after traffic. Or sorry, I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98, nothing to slow you down. So really no delays to report. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Packers, said in an interview today it is his intention to play for the Jets, but the Packers are digging their heels in, trying to keep him there. He also stated when he went into his dark retreat that he was 90% sure he was going to retire, and then came out of it, decided he wanted to keep playing. Now he wants to play for the Jets. The Patriots wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. Or sorry, the Patriots have gotten Juju Smith-Schuster. He came from over from the Steelers. So he's going to be there on a three-year, $33 million deal. The Washington Commanders have signed quarterback Jacoby Brissett. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to sign Baker Mayfield. And the Cowboys have officially parted ways with their veteran running back, Ezekiel Elliott. So kind of a surprise right there with that one. And then over in the NBA, Ja Morant was suspended 8 games by the NBA for his irresponsible gun incident where he was waving a gun around on social media. All right, before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, OpenAI has unleashed this new model, GPT-4. It's the latest AI language model, and apparently it's got a lot more capabilities. It can pass academic exams, it can do taxes, and it can even program software. Oh, boy. Now, apparently, GPT-4 still lags behind human beings in real-world scenarios, but it can excel at theoretical and academic applications. In the developer's live stream, it showcased the software's powerful problem-solving, image recognition, describes images, creates a working website, and even does simulates taxes. So, for example, with the bar exam, it scored a 298 out of 400. That was the 90th percentile of results. On the SAT, it scored a 710 on the reading and writing, and 700 in the math of the SAT. It's getting to be, it's head and shoulders above where GPT-3 was, and continually growing, obviously. My thing is, when I look at it, it's go, oh my goodness. It can program software. That's the first step to, oh boy. That's what that is. I got a text here. Says, is the update on AI, is that Skynet is taking over? That's what when you can start having AI be smart enough to program itself and program other computers and program, that's where it gets a little scary to me. Thank you very much for that text. I said Juju Smith-Schuster came from the Steelers. No, he came from the Chiefs. Yes, I apologize. Thank you for that correction. All right, so when it comes to artificial intelligence, one area where there's a lot of promise with artificial intelligence, though, is that is with automatic driving vehicles. So there's been models going out for over 10 years now that shows that if all the vehicles on the road could talk to each other, it would basically end standstill traffic. No matter how large the city, it would end standstill traffic. Because not only would they talk to each other, it would also talk to the traffic lights, and it would just be this coordinated, symbiotic relationship on the road. The problem remains humans interfering with that process, because not every car on the road is going to be able to talk to each other, right? But they continue to see the progress and promise with artificial intelligence when it comes to self-driving cars. In fact, what they're trying to do is trying to say, look, it would be great, it'd be wonderful, it'd be easy if every car had artificial intelligence of some sort and could talk to each other. But since we don't have that, and since a lot of cars, especially for the foreseeable future, will have a human driver behind the wheel, we need to make artificial intelligence smart enough to compensate for that error or for that problem, to look out for unexpected things that might happen because a human is on the other side of the wheel. I remember the very first like major fatality that occurred from a Tesla self-driving vehicle happened in Europe, because it still wasn't even approved here. It's still not approved here. So it happened someplace in Europe. Somebody was basically going over a hill, and I guess it had just recently rained. So there was water reflecting off the road, so it couldn't really see the other side of the hill. So it was like multiple combinations of problems. One is it was going on a hill, so it couldn't really see the vehicle over on the other side of the hill very quickly. Two was the water was wet, or the road was wet, so the sensors weren't able to pick up things as quickly on the other side of the hill. But then the third part was one that they were like, dude, we just can't, no matter what, we couldn't resolve this issue. The person coming over on the side of the hill swerved into the car's lane and hit him head on. So I remember it was like international news. Oh my goodness, we have the first fatality from somebody in a self-driving car. Is this the future? And it was like, but the problem wasn't the self-driving car. The problem was the driver of the other vehicle who swerved into the wrong lane. Still comes down to it. It was human error, not computer error. So I remember that was international. Everybody was all upset about it. And I'm like, actually, as much as I like driving cars, that just gave further evidence about why we don't need to be driving cars and let the computers do it. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So today's sign of the apocalypse is pertaining to lead-based poisoning. There was a school in, where was it, in Oregon, I think it was? I can't remember. But they basically, they were doing an inspection, a state inspection. They found multiple possible lead poisoning hazards within the school. Now, the school was built in like the 30s, like between the 30s and the 50s. So it's old. And back then, they used to build homes with lead-based paint. Here's the thing, though. Apparently, one of the areas that had lead-based poisoning was in what they called the mental health closet. Or it was really just a place where, like, it was like where they put kids for time out. So you're sitting there in time out for a little mental health check, and you're getting like just infected with lead based poisoning. Apparently, it was 2,400 times the standard. Whoops. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from John Pickens over the newsroom. And then, what do you think about beer popsicles? We'll talk about that next.
The national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do.
It's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let me ask you this, and then we'll go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. Would you like some beer flavored popsicles? Coors Light, actually. They're called Coorsicles. And would you still be interested in those? If you are, would you still be interested in them if there was no alcohol in them? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. No, wait, first let's hit traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 all throughout Pensacola and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Well, an 81-year-old woman has died after a crash at Fort Walton Beach. It happened this morning in the Crosswinds Landing neighborhood. FHP says the woman's Ford crashed into a 2011 Chevy. Two passengers in that vehicle were also hurt. FHP is still investigating. And lastly, there's another chance coming up for you to get on base at NAS Pensacola and check out the Naval Air Museum and the Lighthouse. There'll be a public access weekend on March 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Visitors will have to enter through the Blue Angel Gate and have a valid picture ID. It's also going to be limited based on available parking. Once parking at the Lighthouse and Museum are full, nobody else will be let on base until more parking becomes available. The Navy also reminds you no weapons are allowed. So even if you have a valid concealed carry license, you want to make sure that your firearm is not in the car.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So definitely want to make sure you've got that covered.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't want to get in trouble.
They have bigger guns.
Yes, exactly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Would you be interested in some beer-flavored popsicles? Coors Light is coming out with some beer, what do they call them? Coorsicles is what they're calling them. And they're meant for March Madness. They're non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic Coorsicles. Hey, what? Yeah, I mentioned this before. So, as you know, if you listen to the Pensacola right now, I don't drink and never have. But there's finally, last summer, I actually saw some sort of ad about, I think it was Budweiser Zero, which was like, hey, this is Budweiser Zero alcohol. And I thought, oh, you know, I know they have like O'Doul's and stuff like that. That was all like light content, alcohol and stuff. But this was like advertising zero alcohol. And I thought, oh, interesting. So went over to the store and I found that they had like this humongous section of non-alcoholic beers, which I thought was weird. I didn't know that even existed. So I grabbed Budweiser. I grabbed a Guinness. And then I grabbed a Stella Artois. And I was like, the three different beers, very popular. I'll try them out. And I read the reviews on them and they all taste very, very similar to like the real alcoholic version. Okay. So I'll see what this tastes like, what the fuss is. Cause I was a waiter forever. I was even a bartender and I never had alcohol, but I hated the smell of beer. I'm like, I don't see why anybody would drink this. It's so disgusting. So I remember the first one I tried was the Budweiser. Poured it and smelled it. I'm like, yep, that's that nasty smell. I don't know why anybody drink this. Hopefully the taste is way different. I don't know what I was expecting, but I didn't expect that. It was so disgusting. I had to spit it out in the sink. And I was like, oh, well, like maybe these other ones are better. So then I tried the Stella Artois. No, disgusting. And then the Guinness, disgusting. I ended up giving them to a coworker because I ended up having to buy like six packs of each one of them. I'm like, these are absolutely, I don't understand why anybody does this. And I was telling a friend of mine about it, and they were laughing their heads off. They go, people don't drink beer for the flavor. They drink beer for the buzz. And I'm like, there's got to be other ways to get the buzz. That's all I'm saying. It was a traumatizing experience. I taste like wheat in my mouth. And like still, like talking about it right now, I taste wheat. It had like a wheat flavor. Who wants to drink wheat? It's disgusting. It was too much. And now you're selling popsicles that are flavored like beer with no buzz. It's a world I will not understand. It was so gross. It was like gag. Like I was gaggy. I'm starting to gag now just thinking about it.
Don't throw up on the mic. Crazy? I was going to say for the popsicles, I feel like if it was like a Corona Lime situation, it would probably taste good. But if it has no alcohol, there's no point.
Even then, it's no point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys have a great night. Bye.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.